flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday. It's almost Friday. It's close. Mm-hmm. It's pretty close to Friday.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. Okay, Bottle Rock. We do this 3 times a day. If you're interested in going to Bottle Rock and not paying for it, you're at the right place. Because we're trying to do that for you. Bottle Rock is back. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars. The first taste of summer, returning May 23rd through the 25th. And right now is your chance to pick your day at Bottle Rock. You want a pair of tickets? You decide which day you want to go. Just text the word beautiful. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Beautiful. Text beautiful to our contest line, 20357. That's beautiful. To our contest line, 20357. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, many, many, many more. It's an experience. If you've never been to Bottle Rock, you will love it. If you've been, you're probably already in possession of tickets. Bottle Rock is back. Win your tickets right now. Text beautiful to 20357. We have another chance at 12:05, and Janie's got you at 5:05.
Janie.
Listen to Jane later. She was the highlight of our meeting yesterday.
Yeah, she's great. Those nails are amazing.
Everything.
Look dangerous.
All the stuff. I know I'm not supposed to say anything, so I'm trying
not
to say
anything. She was showing me some stuff on her phone, and I was like, who cares about your phone? Just slow down with the nails. Jeez Louise.
All the stuff.
Those nails.
All of it.
Like, if she was mad and she was like, I'm going to scratch your eyes out, I'd be like, okay, I'll do anything to make that not happen. What do I need to do? Because she could really do it.
Well, I might want that.
Oh, get your eyes scratched out?
I don't know. I mean, beating by Jane might be pretty good. You can't see her with like a, you know, what do they call
those? I'm seeing it right now.
A crop?
Cat of nine tails?
What do they call that thing?
No, a crop, sure. A whip?
Yeah. Crop, yeah.
You can't see her with a crop?
Riding crop, yeah. I see it.
You didn't properly promote the billboard yesterday.
Oh.
It's time for us to talk. Meet me in my office.
Oh, okay.
You can't imagine that?
I can. I'm imagining
maybe
it right
I shouldn't
now.
Be imagining
HR!
That.
HR!
Yeah, that's what you're right.
Maybe you should go on with the...
Never mind. You were saying?
She's like, I'm goth, not a, I'm not a dominant.
Well, I don't
know. What are they called? Dominant. I'm not a dominatrix. I'm a goth.
I don't know. Never mind.
I'm non-dominant.
I take it back. Michael was the highlight of the meeting yesterday.
By the way, Fast Track just texted me. Yeah, they want some money. They don't do that, by the way, everyone. Just so you know, they do not do that.
Yeah, those texts are rampant. I got one too.
Yeah, I've been getting them as
text
well.
Text Y. We'll send you a link. No thanks. Delete. Report junk. You know, I was wondering about that. It says, you want to delete and report junk? I'm like, who am I actually? Yes, I want to do that.
Someone wrote in when I was talking about what happened to me on OfferUp, and they just, it was like the thing I needed to see.
Reiterate that, please.
The blanket statement was, never click on that link. No one you're doing business with is sending you a link. That is never the way things are done.
Right.
So the end. Never click on the link. Someone sends you a link, you're in the process of getting your card taken from you.
Right.
Never click on the link. And I went, right. Duh.
Yeah.
So
I know. I even wonder about some things where, like, if you've opened up an email, they say
they make it.
It's already too late.
So legitimate and real and good looking right. and fits into the color scheme, all the stuff. So you think, oh, well, this has got to be
right.
And often you're, you know, they get you when you're new in some universe. So you don't even know that that's not the way it's
right.
It's never done by link. That's what this person wrote in. And I went, you know, you're right. Of course. Duh. The end.
The end. So I could safely not pay that fast track bill I just got.
Never click on a link to pay.
I really did think that they already had all my info.
Ever.
And that I'd never given them my phone number. But right. I don't know. And I can't really remember who I gave what to. Oh. You unzipping over there?
My pants, yeah.
Oh. HR. Get HR on the line.
HR?
He's out of control this morning.
Get out of here.
Okay. How to watch the Fire Aid benefit concert for the LA wildfire victims. This is happening 1 week from today. And the list is long and getting longer for these performances. It's going to be huge. So this is Fire Aid benefit concert. It's next week, supporting victims of the ongoing wildfire crisis that has devastated the LA area. It's going to take place at two venues. It'll be Billie Eilish, Earth, Wind & Fire, Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Lil Baby, Olivia Rodrigo, Peso Pluma, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Sting, and Tate McRae, all playing at the Intuit Dome. Meanwhile, in the lot next door at the Kia Forum, Alanis Morissette, Anderson .Paak, Dave Matthews, and John Mayer together, Dawes, Graham Nash, Green Day, John Fogerty, Joni Mitchell, No Doubt, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, and the Black Crowes. These are going on at the same time. Now, I do not know if they're selling tickets where you can walk out the front door of the Kia Forum and then go over to the Intuit Dome. I don't know if it's going to be like that or if you have to choose which venue you're going to be at, but it sounds like it's going to take all day for all these bands to play, so maybe you can. If you are not going to be there, most of us will not go to this event. Don't worry, if you're not going in person, there are a number of ways to watch online. Amazon Music / Prime Video, Apple Music, the Apple TV app, Disney Plus / Hulu, Facebook and Instagram, Max, Netflix, and Tudum. Is that like their music service or something? Tudum. T-U-D-U-M. Netflix / Tudum.
Oh.
Paramount Plus, Peacock / NBC. Peacock / NBC News Now. Let's see. John Mayer has a channel on Sirius XM, and it sounds like it's going to stream there as well. SoundCloud, Veeps, YouTube. Basically, if you have access to anything, you're going to be seeing this concert. Additionally, select AMC theater locations will host screenings of the event. So they're using their big screen to just stream the thing. Let's see. Tickets are on sale via Ticketmaster. They start at $99. All the proceeds go to benefit fire aid relief efforts. All the venue and ticket servicing fees, if they're included or not, are also supposedly benefiting that.
Good.
Which is good, because we've all heard of the massive abuse of that.
I was watching a guy who works in sports on ESPN whose house burned down. Who lives in that Altadena area.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just tell the guy's exhausted and he was in the middle of saying, and it's just taking so long to rebuild. And I went, I can't even imagine that they're looking at the rebuild yet. Yeah, you're going to be in a rebuild. Like the people who were part of the fire in Santa Cruz, the one that went through Big Basin and back there through the forest. Yeah. They lived in some of them, I should say. I mean, I'm sure plenty of them went elsewhere, but some of them lived in motorhomes right there on the beach, like in Davenport,
mm-hmm.
for years, just waiting to rebuild, like right. waiting for the rebuild.
Right.
It takes forever.
It's impossible to get a contractor in LA as it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
now
I was thinking,
try, you know, 5,000 homes have to be rebuilt.
Everything over there is toxic.
Right.
There's going to have to be a huge cleanup before anyone can even consider rebuilding on if the foundation still exists.
Right.
Ah, yikes. It's just, it was sad though to see.
Right.
You could just tell
him saying
some...
that the rebuilding's taking so long. I'm like, those fires aren't even out yet, dude.
You're, yes. But, you know, weeks without your house and your things can feel like a lifetime.
It does, right. Well, and that's, you know, that's one of the biggest tragedies of the whole thing is now you've got all these displaced people. Mm-hmm. Like all of those people need to find some. And then there's the people who take advantage. And at every step of a disaster, someone is trying to make themselves some more money. Oh, mm-hmm. This thing that used to rent for $2,500. Well, it's $5,000 now.
Right.
Or whatever. It's just gross. It is. It's super gross. Anyway, if you know what? I think I'll put this up. This is from Billboard, this whole how to watch this fire aid benefit. That's a lot of information about who's playing and where and how to stream and where to get tickets, et cetera. So I will throw that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yesterday around this time, I was, I don't want to say I was reveling in the disaster that is Billy Ray Cyrus, but I guess technically that is what I was doing. So... I don't want to say it, but I probably should. I mean, he was a disaster. He played at something called the Liberty Ball, which was like an inaugural party that was part of the whole Trump inauguration thing. I'm not even sure what day that happened. Was it Monday? Was it Sunday? It was just part of the festivities. And Billy Ray Cyrus was an absolute mess. Like, that was like embarrassingly horrible. I don't even know how to explain it. There he is walking around the stage, just cannot sing at all. Seems completely, either just completely out of it or completely hammered. Oh, you got a little bit of this? He's trying to do Old Town Road.
Let me hear you.
Let me hear you. That's as good as it gets right there.
My horse to the Old Town Road I go. Ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse.
So, Old Town apparently Road this was...
What even is that? Like, you just go, what are you...
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to...
Oh, just thrashed voice. And if you see the visual, he's got a beard and the hair pulled down like curtains covering the whole... And a hat and then also like a million scarves.
Yeah, and vests and boots. Mm-hmm. Cowboy boots. He... Also, there were a couple close-up pictures of him, like as he was, you know, it's a big inaugural event, and so people are taking pictures, et cetera. That's sort of a long shot than what we were looking at yesterday, mm-hmm. but there were some pictures of him, you know, with people had their arms slung around him, and he's like, he looks like he got picked up off the sidewalk. His hair hasn't been brushed in a month. Like, he's a disaster. He's filthy and just, like, really...
You can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be
concerning
for you no more. One time, don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
I mean, nice of the crowd to jump in because they really could have left him hanging.
Yeah.
Trying to help him. So he's got an adoptive son named Trace. And I guess that Trace is like an older brother to Miley and
Noah. So he was already with the mom when...
Yes, I believe that she had a kid. I don't know how many kids are in that. There are some mystery kids in the Cyrus family. Or is it the Ray Cyrus?
This is the kid that's all linked up though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, right up to his neckline and then it's creeping up the sides. And I'm seeing some coming out from underneath the bangs on the top. And, you know, people, they get going.
They run out of real estate quick.
It's got quite a lot of stuff there. Yeah. So, Trace Cyrus has put sort of an open letter out on social media and talking about how worried he is about his dad. This is on Instagram. He says that his father, Billy Ray Cyrus, this is Trace Cyrus. He says, my father is someone I barely recognize now. Since my earliest memories, all I can remember is being obsessed with you and thinking you were the coolest person ever. This is to Billy Ray Cyrus from Trace Cyrus. I wanted to be just like you. The day you adopted me was the happiest day of my life. Sadly, the man that I wanted so desperately to be just like, I barely recognize now. It seems this world has beaten you down and it's become obvious to everyone but you. He also added he didn't care if his dad was upset with him for the post, saying that his sisters, Miley and Noah, share his concern. Me and the girls, he says, have been genuinely worried about you for years, but you've pushed us all away. Noah desperately has wanted you to be part of her life, and you haven't even been there for her. That's your baby girl. She deserves better. Somehow, just like me, she still idolizes you, though. We're all hanging on to memories of the man we once knew and hoping for the day he returns. Oh, this is so heartbreaking. You're not healthy, Dad, and everyone is noticing it. Just like I showed up for you at Mama's funeral when you didn't expect me to, I'm still here right now. As I write this with tears in my eyes, I hope you realize this message only comes from a place of love and also fear that the world may lose you far too soon.
Woof.
I know.
Well, that's a good job. That's a son that cares and that's trying, bless you. Thank you. That's trying. Yep. That's all you can do. And sometimes I do think, and I've gone through this experience, where you make an effort almost for yourself so that you can say, you know what? I said something, I tried, and I now have to just back off.
And I truly would be here if he came back.
Yeah, I'm here. If you stick your hand out, I'm going to grab it and pull you up. But
I can't do anything else.
After that, you got to, like many of us, myself included, have our hands full with ourselves as well. So, you know, no one's going to swoop in and rescue Billy Ray Cyrus. He's got to agree to get help.
Right.
That's awful.
I know. Trey Cyrus, it's an Instagram post, so if you follow him, maybe you've already seen it, but it's just super tragic. Like, oh, just kind of gets you right in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
Let's see here. The worst rated food in the world.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
And more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hope you like that song because we got a little extra dose of it. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info and everything we talked about today, it's all up there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Ooh. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day.
Why not you?
You're right. Why not me?
Well, you're not listening on the Odyssey app. You have to be.
Oh, I am.
Mm. Mm.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have it.
Well, yeah.
All right. I should tell you today, another spectacularly beautiful Northern California day.
But it is even, looking pretty out
even
there.
A little warmer than yesterday.
Sweet.
So get outside if you can.
Okay.
I'd love to tell you there's rain on the way. I don't know that that's the case, but still try to enjoy this while you got it. Okay. So this is, I think, interesting because it feels like with all of the social media around, we're sharing. Whoa. Sorry. I just saw your bright blue shoes.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Wow. Those are blue, blue. Blue, 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 blue.
They're blue.
Mm.
Kind of like a turquoise.
Yeah, I guess that would be turquoise. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry about it.
No, don't be sorry. Okay. With all the social media that we're out there doing now, it's surprising to me to hear that We are becoming increasingly secretive at work. According to a new report.
Is it because we're busy putting up all our social media posts?
My first instinct is, well, politics have become very divisive. Yes. I can see why people might
want to keep that on the down low.
Just keep their mouths shut at work. They don't want no trouble. They want to cash their checks and go home.
Right. Pay for their groceries, feed their families.
Right. I mean,
do
that's
it again tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, who needs it? Nobody.
Right.
Anyway, they say that people, this is worldwide, but in America, people are even more secretive. So 62% of workers worldwide say they hide aspects of themselves at work. 70% of American workers are hiding or are more secretive. Now, they are saying that the younger generation is most likely to be secretive about their life.
I'm really surprised to hear that. I would think it would be the older people who have some secret thing going on. I don't know what, but the kids, it's like,
but
they're living their entire lives out in front of everybody
else. I know, but if they've heard from one boomer, you know, enough times, they're like, I give. I don't need to listen to the how much better your generation is than mine.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Who knows what that is? But that, yes, Gen Z is most likely to be secretive about their lives. Maybe it's about their social life that they're most secretive about. But this comes up against, and this is also the thing, a lot of workplaces are trying their hardest to get you to be bros.
Yes.
Let's get together. Let's have some snacks together. Let's go on a walk together. Let's do a team building event. Let's be the best working crew of all times in the history of working crews. Meanwhile, people are saying, I don't really want everyone at work to know that, you know, I wear a tail. Or whatever your thing is.
Right.
You know, I don't
that
know.
I'm a total, I can't control my drinking.
Whatever.
You know, whatever it is. You know, I feel like I get why people want to do the team building exercises. I do sort of understand the psychology behind it, because I have worked in places where you're a family. Like that's, I mean, like tell me Jim McGuinn did not, our old boss, years and 30 years ago when we worked in Philly, that guy knew how to, he did it without us having to do team building exercises. It was like crazy. We were all in it, but we were all kids. We were young and into it.
He also had an all hands on deck mentality, and people from every department were helping other departments.
Yes.
And often it was out of necessity. It was out of necessity because there was no, oh, we're scrimping on dollars we had no dollars.
Right.
It was clear. The mics would just fall off their stands and there was like,
get me the duct tape!
Not even an engineer to come in and help you with it.
Right.
We knew we were broke and we just, it was all hands on deck.
Those are the days before the massive conglomerates took over, you know, all the radio stations. Mm-hmm. We like a dude owned our radio station. It was his only radio station and he would come in there every day and be like, where's all the cell? Come on, guys. It was crazy. And
yep. And
I do feel like it's invasive when an employer forces you to do team building stuff, because you are a person who work. Nobody works because they're like, you know what I really want to do? Just like go and do something someone else is telling. Like you do it because you need to earn money to live your actual life. And so it's really not, I just feel like I'm not that surprised actually to hear that, especially at kids who think, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life at this job. I'm going to work.
Right.
But I'm not going to, why do I want to share all these things about me here? Like I'm, you know what? I don't want to tell you that I'm going on a job interview later today.
You may have just hit it though, in that the younger generation, and your kids are a good example of this. Your son had a job, he was working, and then he went, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I don't like this job anymore.
And he was, and that's what he trained in at school.
Right.
And now you're hearing people say things like, AI is going to do all the programming going forward.
All the coding,
anyway.
Right.
So you guys who studied computer science,
go back and study AI.
Figure something else out, because we're not going to need that from you anymore.
Right.
That's crazy.
I know.
So anyway, yes, maybe that's it. That young people are no longer, I definitely was
They don't marry their job.
My dad really did drill it into me. Like, there is no rescue donut and there is no fortune that you're going to luck into at some point here in your 20s. You've got to work and save yourself. And so I put all of my energy into radio.
Yep.
And even had other jobs to keep radio because I saw the long term. So for me, this was my out, my come up.
Right.
But I don't think kids see that anymore.
No.
They're not looking at it like that.
Right. They're working to support whatever they've got going on in their life. I don't know. That's actually a little bit of a depressing story.
Well,
not because I think that we need to all be coming into work and sharing every damn thing, but just because it's, you know, just the changing of attitudes.
Well, the priorities are different. Yeah. Maybe the priorities of this younger generation are for the better. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know,
Vin.
The site Taste Atlas ranked the 100 grossest foods in the world.
These are like things that regularly get eaten in other countries or something? Okay.
Based on tourist reviews.
Let me guess. The fermented shark in Iceland.
No. Well,
because that is the grossest thing I've ever put in my mouth, and I'm convinced they lie and say they eat that just to laugh at tourists.
Iceland made the list, so let me run down this list here for you. Number one, the number one grossest food is blood pancakes. Pancakes made with onion, spices, and reindeer blood. They're popular in Sweden and Finland. And the average rating from tourists traveling through the area, through the countries there, 1.6 stars out of 5.
Ew.
Blood pult. Dumplings with reindeer blood come in at number 2. And yes, that's Sweden and Finland again.
Boy, they got so many reindeer, they're just like, use the blood. At least they're using every part of the animal.
Kalskrofe.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
A calzone stuffed with French fries and a full hamburger, including the bun.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds real good.
It says here, it sounds like something America would come up with, but it's on the menu at a restaurant in Sweden. Kalskrofe.
Oh. It's like, we took all these things, we squished them together into like a big bread and meatball.
Here's your Iceland entry.
All right.
Svede. Did you have Svede?
I don't remember Svede.
It's half a sheep's head boiled and served with mashed potatoes.
That wins so far.
It's a traditional dish in Iceland.
Oh, boy.
Deep fried silkworms come in at number 5. Seasoned with salt and pepper, they're popular in Thailand. Chupalele, Chilean bread with potatoes and flour.
Huh. What's wrong with that?
That sounds fine. I'll eat that all day over the Svede.
Yeah.
Jellied eels. This is from Taste Atlas. It's the 100 worst rated foods in the world. I'm only doing these top 10 real quick, and then we're going to play a game.
Jellied eels sounds
hideous. I'll do a couple tests too. But jellied eels, they're an old school street food in England dating back to the 1700s.
Oh.
The flavor is described as unique and unpleasant.
I don't even like eel when they have it at a sushi restaurant. I'm like, you can keep your eel. No thanks. It has that like particular taste, like a snake taste or something. Ugh.
Ramen burger is the only American entry in the top 10. A chef in Brooklyn came up with it. The buns are made of fried ramen noodles, and then it's a burger.
Oh, ramen burger.
Sour curry made with fish entrails. Oh. It's a traditional dish in southern Thailand. And at number 10, which doesn't even sound that bad, artichoke salad in Greece.
Oh, that sounds
they
delicious,
boil the actually. Artichokes to make them tender, then cut them up and add lemon, mustard, garlic, and dill.
That sounds absolutely delicious. I'll take an order of that,
I'll
please.
Eat that.
I'm surprised lutefisk is not on it. It's a Swedish thing my mom used to eat all the time. It's herring and lye.
Oh.
It's fermented and lye. It's beyond disgusting. I don't know how people eat it.
There were some other things they had that apparently were worse, but I didn't think that calzone smash burger was not, that didn't sound that bad to me.
Take that over herring.
I like pickled herring. Because I grew up with it. Oh. That's what happens. You like the things that your mom shoved in your face. You're like, yeah, I'll eat that. On a Ritz cracker? Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys have to say. I'm a millennial and I do not share my social media with my colleagues, even people I know I share the same values with.
They don't share their social media.
I don't request anyone And don't bring up social media. Nothing.
Interesting.
So that's part of it.
You know, I wonder if that's the takeaway that a lot of these kids are like, maybe they've got like a social media profile that they would share. Like if an employer was like, oh, well, what's your Facebook or what's your this or that? And they're like, there's some really super vanilla picture from a wedding. Here's my graduation, you know, whatever. It's populated, but it's not their real one. I'll bet there's a whole double life going on for some people.
I think that might be true. This 707 says, I think the study's kind of BS. Older generations were always way more secretive and mind your own business. And I believe that to be true.
I agree.
My dad brought me up to, you don't bother people about who they voted for, and you never ask someone how much money they make.
Right.
Ever.
Ever.
And now there's people out there saying, let's all tell what we make so there's nobody left behind.
And every employer goes, please don't. Oh, no.
So there's definitely a difference and a lot of different generations in one room these days. Office culture is not putting a keg in the lunchroom. It's having a group that wants to go out and get a beer together after work.
Okay.
By choice, I guess, is what they're going for there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the whole, like, you know, people give you a choice right up until you don't choose what they want, and then you be involuntold.
Involuntold. I like that.
Mm. Oh, I learned that here. From someone.
Now you know we all need to see Sarah's blue shoes. You don't. They're just sneakers, but
they're
very bright.
They're very bright
blue. She
just
kicked her feet up on the table, and I went, whoa. Let's see here. Anyway, we should get to the game.
All right, let's do it. You guys get to choose today.
Okay.
How old is that guy, or when did that happen? Vinny, I'll let you choose.
How old is that guy?
How old is that guy? How old is Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Beverly Hills 90210, Saved by the Bell? Alexa's mom on a Netflix show named Alexa and Katie?
I'll say 51.
50, Bob.
She is 51.
Oh,
oh, 2 points.
2 points.
See,
Tiffany,
I thought she was
Amber
my age. Yeah.
Eason. Mm. How old is Chesley Sullenberger? Sully, the guy who saved everybody by landing in the Hudson after flying through the flock of geese. He was played by Tom Hanks in a movie in 2016. How old is Chesley Sullenberger?
74.
My gut was 75. I'm going to stick with it.
He is exactly 74.
Oh,
no.
We are tied 2-2. I cannot believe we just got two exacts in a row. All right. How old's the original MacGyver? Richard Dean Anderson. How old is the original MacGyver and Jack O'Neill on Stargate SG-1? Richard Dean Anderson. How old's that guy?
I will say 73.
74.
He is 75. You guys are really zeroing in. That's a point for you, Vinny. You're 3-2 currently. How old is Mariska Hargitay, Captain Olivia Benson on the Law & Order Special Victims Unit? Her mom was 60s goddess Jane Mansfield. She and her brothers were in the backseat of the car during the accident that took their mom's life in 1967.
I think that's you, Vinny.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Why are you cutting me off of that?
I think her head got chopped off.
Oh, you weren't saying cut.
Oh.
I was like, is he telling me don't talk about this story?
Is that
Was she decapitated?
I don't know.
I don't know. Jane Mansfield. That's a rough way to go.
I didn't know they were in the car with her, but...
They were all unhurt, and she was... Doesn't say decapitated, but I'm going to go with that.
Oh boy, that laugh was not.
She was not, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you find out what?
There's a popular belief that she was, but she was not.
Oh, so that's just one
urban
of those.
Myth.
Okay, got
All
it.
Right, there you go.
I choose to believe it. Okay, anyway, how old is Mariska Hargitay, whose mom's head was chopped off in a car accident?
I'm going to say she is 62.
63, Bob.
She's 61. Oh my God, you guys are so close. It's ridiculous.
I don't like
this. Vinny, 4. Maddie, 2.
What?
Yeah, you only have 2 points. You only got the 1. How old is Robin Zander of Cheap Trick? He's the lead singer of Cheap Trick. The dream police that live inside of your head. Dream police.
He's got to be 74.
I'm going to go 75.
Oh, he's 72.
Ah!
All right. Currently, it's 4-3. This is the last one.
Oh.
The last one. If you hit it exactly, you could win. But you're not going to do that, Maddie. It's very unlikely that you would get two like that. How old is Buck Rogers in the 25th century? Gil Gerard. How old is Gil Gerard? That guy's still alive. Remember Buck Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch it, but I do know what you're talking about. Is it to me?
I believe you're first.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Gil Gerard?
83.
84.
82. Oh. You guys, that's a point for Vinny. Vinny, you win 5-3. I literally cannot believe how close you got on every single one of these. I'm astounded.
Close, but no.
Each of you got one exactly right.
For me, there you go.
Oh.
El campeón del pueblo.
Mind blown. Oh, how old is that guy? So close. Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you can win $5,000. That'd be nice. And don't forget, there are more Bottle Rock passes. So we got a pair at 12:05 and again today with Jane at 5:05. Tomorrow, it'll be Friday. We'll be back here with our happy faces on. It's going to be super great, and we'll see you then.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.